Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey, welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast. I'm Terry Molinaro, and to be honest, and this is like full transparency, it was yesterday, and I thought to myself, oh my goodness, this is podcast week, so I'm very sorry if it doesn't sound as polished as usual. Of course, I want to bring you nothing but value, but it's just been one of those weeks or a few weeks. We have just been super busy in my household, and I'm sorry too if like the audio is always changing consistencies. Like I would love it to be the same quality at all times, but when you're bouncing between, I think, two or three studios, sometimes even making like makeshift studios, sometimes it's a little bit difficult, but it doesn't change the message, right? And I hope that today we can bring you some encouragement, bring you some perspective, and just encourage you that God is up to really good things, you know, in your life. And hopefully we'll be able to just grow today together. Okay. So there's this artist that I play sometimes on my radio show called Toby Mac. I looked it up and I think it was almost 12 years ago. He released a song called Gone. You know that song? So he has this line, you never know what you got until it's, that's right, gone. And oh my goodness, how true is that? Have you ever felt like that? I was talking with someone the other day and their family decided to sell their house and downsize as well as move to a different part of the country. And when I say downsize, I mean they are living in a house now that is made up of those shipping containers. Have you ever seen these things? Maybe like on HGTV or something. People are like just putting these things together, which just goes to show how crazy house prices are, that like a family is like, okay, listen, alternative, let's move to the middle of nowhere, buy shipping containers, weld them together, and call this our home. So it's a pretty big downsize. Anyway, so she's talking to me about how excited she is to move and go to this new place. And then out of nowhere, she starts talking about her carpet. Oh, this carpet, you know, the acoustics, I finally got it all right for recording, something like that. Like she's talking to me about missing her carpet. It's crazy how we do that though with the smallest of things. We get so nostalgic. I'm at that point almost with my car. Like I drive this old Jeep that I bought almost 8 years ago. And before I met, you know, my wife, I just got this Jeep. It's like my first vehicle. I used to be the guy who wanted a nice new car, like with the new technology, because my Jeep is just like a step above like a starter car. Like I'm surprised I even have power windows, to be honest with you. But now I'm like, baby, like this is my old Jeep. You know, we've been through things together, man. I'm at like 310,000 kilometers. I don't know what that is in miles. So sorry, my American friends, but I'm like, let's keep pushing it. See if we can get this bad boy to at least 500,000. Like, come on now. I remember when my grandparents passed away. This was many years ago. We went to their house and, you know, we had to prepare the property. So we started cleaning it up in order to sell it. My cousin Dino and I, we were like burning all this like scrap wood. We were cleaning up the yard, uncluttering. People were doing renovations. And then it came time to finally say goodbye. And the very property that I'm sure I didn't want to go to sometimes. Maybe it's like, oh, we got to go here again. Suddenly, it meant a lot more because it was about to leave my life. So why do we do this? Why do we as humans usually wait until something is taken away from us or is about to be taken away from us in order for us to really appreciate what it is that we have? You know, you can be miserable at a job and really think you dislike your boss, but then when it's time to leave, suddenly you're talking differently, you're thinking about it differently, you get a bit nostalgic. Now, I used to work at the YMCA when I was a teenager, and I'm aware that I had to like fold towels at 5:30 a.m., but do I still sometimes think, man, the simple life, you know, I just had to show up and I had to fold towels. That's it. You know, with my McDonald's coffee or my Tim Hortons coffee or whatever. I kind of wish I could do that again, even for like a month or so. Why? Well, we have this tendency sometimes to romanticize the past, but sometimes we just really don't know what we got until it's gone. Usually this has to do with people though. You know, I worked with these people and sometimes you can think to yourself, oh, They're just driving me nuts, you know, especially the ones that we get comfortable with, because then we start to show our true colors. But then when they're no longer in our lives, you know, maybe they move away, or we lose contact, or we're out of touch with them. It's you realize how much you really appreciated them. So with that being said, what if we could be aware enough to realize and start recognizing what it is that we have happening all around us, instead of just taking things for granted until they're gone? You know, what if we could truly appreciate it, take it all in? What would our lives look like? You know, how would we talk? How would we treat people? How would we respond to our loved ones when they get on our nerves, maybe? I don't think I've shared this really before with anyone except my wife, Magna, but I remember seeing a situation that, man, it impacted me so much, and it was very, very sad. So there was this guy, and he loved this woman, but he never told her. Long story short, she actually ended up dying in some tragic accident. It was something like right out of a movie almost. And he never got to tell her his feelings. And I knew this. Other people around this person knew the feelings that, you know, he had for her. But his chance, gone forever. She passed away. I don't even know how you can begin to reconcile something like that. And when I on the outside saw that, because I wasn't like super close in the situation, I was kind of just like an observer, it impacted me. I do not want to be the type of man that withholds love from those that I love. I don't want to withhold my feelings and then wonder one day, what if, you know? I made a decision that I'm going to love my wife for as long as the Lord gives me here on earth. I'm going to tell her. There are times where I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe she's busy. Maybe I shouldn't like tell her that I love her and stuff. But I'm like, no, Terry, listen, life is precious. Life is short. No one knows how much time we have here on earth. So I'm like, you know what? Sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to tell you that I love you. You know, it's so easy to spend our time thinking about the things that really don't matter much. You know, sure, we need a place to live. Sure, we need to know what's happening in the world. It's so easy, though, you know, to get obsessed with thinking about these hobbies or like in the place to live. I know a lot of people right now have been reaching out saying, hey, can you pray for me? Because I'm looking to find a house or something like this. And it's so expensive. And so we get so obsessed with these things, and they do need to be taken care of. But let's be honest, we can go without all of them at our very base level. What I cannot go without, and what I would argue that the majority cannot go without, are the ones that we love and the God that we serve. So I just try to be aware of that in life. I try and make sure that the main things stay the main things. Now, where am I going with this today? Here's the main question. Do we really know what we have, and do we operate within that to the max? You know, are we people who go around saying, oh yeah, like I'm a Christian. Oh yeah, glory to God. Oh yeah, God is good. But do we really partner with the Holy Spirit? This notion of, do we really know what we actually have? Do we really want to even partner with God outside of Sunday service and occasionally throughout the week? It's sad what I've been seeing recently. Let me know if you've been seeing the exact same thing, but there are people who go around and are living exactly like everyone else in the world. They don't really speak with God. You know, I hear sometimes them even complain that God doesn't speak to them. There's one person that I know, and they literally were talking to me like, oh, I guess this is like reserved for someone else. Like maybe God doesn't speak to me or people like me. This is things that I hear. You know, they are bound to addictions and affected and swayed in their emotions by absolutely every new news headline that hits them. And I wonder if maybe they don't even know who it is that partners with them. Do we know? Or just like that song, are we not ever going to realize what God has given us until it's too late? I have this picture in my mind, and I don't know if this is wrong or not, but it is pretty motivating. Like, there are times where I know I'm called to do something. And how well do you know that the enemy's not going to attack you and come after you in areas where you're not supposed to be? Like if I'm going out just wasting my life away, the enemy's like, hey, listen, give him more of that. Hey, more enjoyment, because he's not a threat to our kingdom. Just leave him alone. But the moment you start stepping into what God has for you, of course, there is going to be opposition. So sometimes I just want to throw up the towel and say, listen, too much. I can't do this. But then I think about it. I think about standing before God one day, you know, when all is said and done, my life is over, and I'm going to have to give an account for what I have done and what I have not done. And I can't help but think about God saying, listen, did you not realize, well, like I gave you the Holy Spirit. I gave you this grace that is on your life to be able to do things that are beyond your own natural ability. But did you even know what you had? And so I've been thinking about this a lot, because the times where I have really drawn on the Holy Spirit, I've been able to do things that I thought were previously impossible. Are we paying attention? See, the life that we will live if we are aware of who partners with us and the ability that we have been given is completely different from the life that we will live if our perspective is, oh, I just have to hold on until the rapture happens because, man, stuff is getting pretty crazy down here. See, when you realize who it is that partners with you, you will be able to make different decisions with your life. You'll be able to see opportunity where others see hopelessness. You'll find strength when everyone around you just throws their hands up and goes, you know what? I can't do this anymore. You'll be able to accomplish all that God has for you. You know, how many times have I spoken to people who have just given up because they look to their own ability, the things that they have tried on their own to solve their problems? So they develop a perversion of the truth that usually goes something like, well, I tried, but I can't. Or, you know, it's just all about the pills, or I need this vice, or I guess the good life is just reserved for someone else. See, I'd believe that if it was in the Bible, if that lined up with what the Word of God said. See, when you take up the posture of, I will not give up no matter what, I will see it through, I will experience freedom because I know that it has actually nothing to do with me. It actually is everything to do with the Holy Spirit who partners with me. Man, your life and your circumstances will change, not potentially change, they will change. And I'm telling you, people are so hungry for other people to just speak the truth. In a day and age where, unfortunately, I even see people in the church and they're going back and forth and they're wishy-washy and it's like, oh, well, you know, this is wrong. I agree with this in the Bible, but this thing, you know what? This is more like entertainment. This is okay. And it's kind of like making up their own version of the truth. Let me encourage you. Okay, let's just stop and think about this. There is no such thing as the version of the truth. There is truth. Truth is not subjective and it does not bend, and truth is not trendy. We've said that many times here on the show. It does not just bend, right? I have the privilege of working at the radio station, as you already know that. And so I'm on air. I've been on air for thousands of different shows, thousands of different hours, and I've spoken to many, many people. And I'll give you a recent example. It was just the other night where someone called me. They said, oh man, I've been spending the whole weekend and I've been having these thoughts. And they told me the thoughts. And to be honest with you, I can't even tell you what it was that they were thinking because they were definitely the perversion of the truth. And they're like, you know, and I think that this is actually maybe who I am. I think that this is that. And I was like, no, listen, that is a perversion of the truth. And you know that. And you know what I started doing? In the way that only the Holy Spirit could partner with you and help you do, I started speaking truth into that person's life. And you should have heard it. The responses and the answers and the way that they were speaking at the beginning of the conversation versus the end of the conversation were completely different. And once again, they were reminded of who it was that they were and who it was that partnered with them. Where originally maybe there was like this hopelessness and this discouragement. Now they were thinking, okay, listen, I know this is not right now. I know this is something that was just trying to play on my weaknesses, but I am this other person and I will move it forward. So let me encourage you. I know it was like a shorter podcast today, but do not give up. If you have felt discouraged, let me encourage you. You are not finished. God is so much for you and will give you the strength. You just need to start realizing who it is that actually partners with you and is for you. When you do, your life will change. Back to those song lyrics, you never know what you got until it's gone. Let us not be people who get to the end of our lives, who go before God and God says, hey, listen, I gave you all these resources. I gave you access to the Holy Spirit. I gave you my grace that you would not have to struggle with these things, that you would not have to just depend on the pills. You would not just have to depend on the vices. You would not have to struggle with this addiction. I gave you the ability to find the community that would help you through that childhood trauma or whatever it was, but you didn't trust me enough for that and with this to actually seek that out and implement it in your life. Let's be people instead who say, listen, I know what the Word of God says. I know that God has sent His Holy Spirit to partner with me, to be my counselor, to give me wisdom. The Bible says, hey, he who lacks wisdom, ask for the wisdom. It will be given to you because God gives generously everyone who asks. So let us be those people and let's see it through to the end, not just for ourselves. Hey, if it was just for me, it's not enough in the morning to get me out of bed. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but as soon as I start thinking about the people who maybe need to hear me, maybe need to hear some truth, maybe the people that I can help, maybe the people who, you know, through my life struggles, I can give a testimony to and encourage them and help pull them out of whatever it is that they're going through, that's enough to get up. So let's take the focus off of ourselves, right? And for a second, let's also realize we do not want to be people when all is said is done that say, man, you know, I never knew what I had. Let's recognize, let's get into the scriptures, let's see the promises of God, and let's hold fast to those, realizing that he is good to do what he says, and he's good to stand and to confirm his word over our lives. So there we go. That's what I would say. Thank you so much for listening. I know, as I mentioned, today it kind of snuck up on me a little bit. I apologize. I do not want to make this the norm, but I still wanted to bring something for you. And I've been thinking about that a lot recently. Like, you as a person, me as a person, we as the body of Christ in the church, when we get a hold fully of who it is that we are, who it is that partners with us, what God has done when he sent his son to die for us on that cross, what that gave us access to, we will accomplish all that God has called us to. God bless, my friends.